Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Good risings. I'm Brian, and this is Grateful Grains. Welcome back. We're on day four of our week talking ritual. On Monday, we had a quick conversation about the danger of stale tradition, asserting that unless we're coming to the table with intention, we're wasting our time. Tuesday, we talked how to use ritual in order to build new habits. Yesterday, we discussed the use of ritual in facilitating new memories. Today, we're talking ritual in friendship. This is, in ways, an extension of yesterday's conversation. We're just getting a little bit more specific about how ritual can serve us in strengthening bonds, specifically with friends. After all, shared experiences are powerful things. And when we're moving through life side by side, those memories become something that unite us. It's something to look back on when times are tough, when we need a laugh, when we want to reflect on joy or adventure or life being lived. We've definitely talked a lot about our adventures here on Grateful Grains. Since the day I met Jackie, literally at Ultra Music Festival in Miami, we've been seeking out these kinds of opportunities for fun. And when we find one, we make a point of going again and again. For example, we've been to Coachella 6 times together, we've been to Burning Man 6 times together, and you better believe we're gonna keep going back. And I can say without question that those experiences, especially initially, are why we became such close friends so fast. We're talking long weekends together, sometimes a full week. And when you commit to something like that, you're really testing the viability of the bond. It's kind of like moving in with someone you're dating. Is this gonna work? Do we enjoy the same things? Are you boring? And beyond those annual events, we have our everyday haunts too, the places we like to hang out, the spots that we go to unwind. And it's not necessarily set in stone. We don't have a specific date carved out that we know will be there. But when a location itself becomes a bit of a ritual, it takes the decision-making out of that conversation. It makes it easier. Honestly, we really stumbled on a lot of this naturally, but it's worked. We realized pretty early on that we were having fun, and so we kept having fun in those same ways. And slowly but surely, it just became an understanding that we were doing these things together, and so long as they were happening, we were going to be there. In hindsight, we're lucky that things unfolded as they did. We made a point of creating those opportunities together, and they became some of our most cherished shared memories. That being said, if you haven't found yourself in a situation where ritual is naturally falling into place, maybe it's time to consider making it happen. If there's someone in our lives we'd like to get closer to, someone we think might be underutilized when it comes to adventure, maybe it's someone you know really well, but just don't find enough time to be with, ritual might be the answer. If we'd like to start a weekly or monthly ritual like a coffee, a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner, a night out, start with just one. We can find a place we both enjoy. And then we can set the intention to do it more often. We can map out what works for both of us and make it happen. And then we show up for one another in the way that we promised. And if it's a bigger undertaking, a destination or more expensive, whatever the hurdle, we can sort out how we make it happen in advance. Maybe there's a less expensive option. Maybe there's something a little bit closer to home. And by the way, over the course of this endeavor, we might suddenly realize this friend isn't quite as engaged as we are. Maybe we notice they're not willing to put in the same amount of energy. Maybe they're just not great to adventure with. That's all fine. There are plenty of people out there who will rise to the occasion. This might be the perfect opportunity for us to broaden our horizons, so to speak. This kind of intentional ritual can go for group activities too. Back when my husband and I were living in a tiny little apartment in West Hollywood, we started an annual Easter brunch. We made sangria and French toast, both very inexpensive, by the way, and we invited 20 friends. Everyone had a blast and everyone came back the next year, and it went on each of the 10 years that we lived in that apartment. And it became memories not only for us, but for the people who came. People looked forward to it. People made plans to be there before we'd even announced that we were going to be doing it again. It honestly became a significant part of our year. And the cool part is, we could pick up that Easter brunch again tomorrow, invite all the same people, even the ones that we haven't spoken to in years, and they would all show up. It's a little bit difficult to explain, but those kinds of rituals can become what binds us. It nourishes our connections and becomes something we think fondly on for the rest of our lives. And the best part about it is, we can literally just point at a date on the calendar, make up an event, a dinner, a lunch, a destination, whatever we want, and then do it every year, or every month, twice a month, or every week. I have family friends who go on a women's houseboating trip every year. They've been doing it for 20 years. Camping is a fun one. You can even try out a new location every year. The options are truly endless. Make up a fake holiday and ask people to gather. Get creative and set it in stone. Thanks so much for joining us on Grateful Grains. You can find us on Instagram at Good Risings, or you can find me at B McMuffin. We'll be back again tomorrow for the final day of our week on Ritual. Until then, remember, a better tomorrow starts with today. Good Risings is presented by Cavalry Audio.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.